Concerns have been raised for weeks about supply of certain goods for Christmas. Yes, some shops have already said that they will not be able to guarantee delivery of Christmas food products. But what about toys? Will supply be able to meet demand this year? Carol Coleman has this report.
The sound of shoppers in Sligo making an early start on Christmas purchases.
Three kids, 8, 5 and 1, so trying to get some stuff done before, you know, in case there are shortages closer to time.
I want to make a village out of Sylvanians.
And what about you, Winnie?
I would want to get a football.
It's never too early to start.
For toy and other retailers, the big challenge right now is getting stock from where it's made into Ireland and onto shelves.
Dahi O'Connor is my name. I'm from World of Wonder. We're an independent retailer.
Dahi O'Connor of World of Wonder Toys in Munster imports products from China, some of which transit through the UK. Both countries are currently experiencing big backlogs.
Well, a number of things happened in China. There were issues with COVID over there. Factories shut down, ports were shut down from time to time. And then all the containers ended up in Europe. They couldn't go back to China because the delays with offloading and unloading in Europe. Our containers are now going to be probably 6, 7 weeks later than they would have been. Usually most of our stock would have kind of started coming in the end of July, August. And we're really only starting to get it now.
There's a knock-on effect on prices as the cost of a single shipping container has jumped from 2,000 to 3,000 euro to over 15,000.
5 to 6 times the price they were last year. So that's going to put prices up also, and that's happening in every, you know, area of household, as furniture, and it will happen in toys too.
By how much do you think toys might go up this Christmas?
It depends on the products. If it's a very small, expensive product, a lot less, because that's cheaper to ship. But if something is really big and bulky, but that could go up 30, 40, 50%.
Bikes and other sporting goods are in short supply this winter, and Gerard Lynch, co-owner of Trailblazers in Carrick-on-Shannon, knows all about it.
Bikes are in scarce supply, go-karts are in scarce supply, kayaks are in scarce supply. So yeah, it's really, really tricky at the moment. It's not going to ease up anytime soon either.
What do you think is behind this?
It's definitely COVID. On the bike side of things, Shimano being the big supplier of all the components, bike companies can't get the components to put the bikes together.
This even goes back to Malaysia and to the rubber supply.
Yeah, Malaysia is particularly badly hit. All the middle to lower end components come out of Malaysia for bike parts, and their tyre industry has been decimated. Parents are definitely going to have to manage expectations this Christmas and potentially beyond that, but this Christmas in particular, yes. And really, if you see it in a shop now, you've literally got to make your decision there and then, because it won't be around for long.
Gerard Lynch says Brexit is also driving prices up.
Anything coming in from the UK has duty attached to it, so prices are going up anything from 4 to 14% on bike component parts coming in from the UK. So yes, price increases. We are trying to keep it to a minimum.
Along with your favourite songs from Frozen.
But toy retailers like Dahi O'Connor don't see any need for panic buying. He's confident stock is coming, though some key brands might not get the full range of items.
Barbies, your Paw Patrols, your VTech, Our Generation, Nerf. These are huge brands with huge ranges, so you won't be short of toys.
The message to shoppers: be patient.
If there's something not there, I'll just go and get something else in its place. Don't get too stressed out about anything like that.
We're going to see the toy show and see what's trending, and then the girls will write their letters to Santa.
And the good news is that Santa will not be delayed.
He'll come on that night regardless, so he doesn't, logistic issues don't really apply to him. He can bypass all of that, just us mere mortals who have the problem there.
Stay cool.
Yes, Santa, you won't be faced by the problems of logistics that us mere mortals are. That report by Carol Coleman.